Reality is irrelevant. Perception is everything. Terry Goodkind.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
Everything you see or hear or experience in any way at all is specific to you. You create a universe by perceiving it. So everything in the universe you perceive is specific to you. The amazing Douglas Adams. Social media should really be called social unreality, social perception, because the interactions we have via text-based interactions back and forth with the other, meaning not yourself, of course, can be quite scary and hairy. Today, I would like to have you look through my lens, and my lens has perceived that the perception of me comes across to others as perhaps a bit of a jerk, which I really and truly don't mean to be. I had an interaction with someone I really respect and admire, actually. I was rather surprised that I came across as a jerk, when in all reality, I never intended any of my remarks to cause harm at all. And could you imagine? Someone I respect sees me as being a bully. What happens to interactions between people who don't respect each other? This social media experiment is doomed to fail. Because if even two people who respect each other can't have civil discourse in a manner that doesn't come across as one, meaning me, attacking the other, meaning my friend. I'm not gonna name names because it's irrelevant. But I think that I may just have to pull the plugs on all social media. Because if I come across to someone in this manner who I respect and they were bold enough and brave enough to point it out to me, what happens with other people who don't respect me, who don't care for me, who don't see me as a friend? Maybe I don't belong on social media. I don't go on Facebook that often. I might actually go in there once a month. And if I'm in there, it's for the film photography group. I don't go on Instagram that much. And if I do, it's to direct message my friend Devin, who is an amazing photographer in New York. And so therefore, all of the social platforms that I'm on, they are sort of diminished. And if I am on Twitter, if I'm honest, I guess I'm on Twitter really to try and get people to be aware of the work I'm doing with Cybercast and with Bubble Sword Show. Some of the interactions on there are actually pretty good, I will admit. But very often it is more me reaching out to compliment someone on a job well done, on something they did. There isn't that much of reaching towards my direction. And so I could enjoy people's work without actually telling them, because sometimes I think perhaps because I'm not famous enough, it probably doesn't matter. Now, I know all the talk now is about dropping all your social medias and all of the online accounts and just focusing on the work to be done. And the work to be done is, well, important. And maybe this social media experiment is not meant for people of my generation. maybe this is really meant for the generation that's coming up behind me. And that's why I am always butting heads with my perception of what's actually happening, right? I perceive it to be a sort of give and take, when in fact, mostly it feels like it's just a give, I guess, a give and give. I feel like I'm always giving. Twitter doesn't really do anything for me because I don't understand it, perhaps. Today I had a little back and forth with Jay Miller. His user name is KJ Miller on Twitter. And he was talking about the idea of having a pro Twitter, something like, you know, sort of no ads, YouTube Red, you pay for it and you get certain features. And I don't think I would pay for Twitter. It's not that important. It actually causes more angst and anxiety in me than not. I have enough anxiety in my life trying to raise a wonderful young son into a, an amazing man. Do I need more on my plate? Is social media really that important? Perhaps it's not. And today, again, perception. Let's talk about perception. One of my friends on Twitter made a comment about an image that was created by another artist. And he came up with an alternate title for the the artwork. He sort of got called out for telling the person how to do their work. When in fact, it was actually really, in my mind, a compliment. But of course, the person who made the comment about his work, or about his comment about the artist's work, perceived it to be an attack, when in fact it wasn't. So text-based interactions with humans doesn't always go over too well. It's hard to tell when someone is making a joke. It's hard to tell when someone's being cynical, sarcastic. And so perception, you will be perceived based on what someone's reality is, right? If they are a glass half full type of person, they may take your commentary as plus. If they're a glass half empty person, they may take your commentary as negative. And so there has to be more than just text. Perhaps something like FaceTime, where you could have 32 people on at once. Maybe that's what we should do. We should always just have FaceTime going whenever we want to interact around a certain topic. Yeah, I'm being sarcastic, cynical. Please perceive that to be a joke. Perception. It also goes a little bit further. People always perceive the brands that they use to be the best. Because, hey, guess what? If I chose Apple, it has to be the best. I will only choose the best. Or if I chose Sony to shoot my images, it has to be the best because I chose it. Or if I choose Nikon, it has to be the best because, again, I chose it. This is the viewpoint that most people look at the choices of products that they use. They will see it from their point of view always. And therefore, there will always be a disconnect because we're not always on the same plane. We just aren't. And so if you're going on and on about how amazing Fuji is, your audience may actually look at you and say, well, their perception is that Nikon is the best. And so there will be a disconnect. We can't get on the same, we just won't be on the same plane and say, hey, we are in amazing times. We can create amazing work with tools that are able to give us instant feedback. Yeah, I shoot film, I get it, but digital cameras give us instant feedback. We should get to the point where we are happy about that rather than fighting about who is right or wrong about which brand is best. So, everything you see or hear or experience in any way at all is specific to you. You create a universe by perceiving it. So everything in the universe you perceive is specific to you.